The topic for today's preaching is facing fear.
经文是尼希米记第四章第十节到第十五节。
Scripture is in Nehemiah chapter 4 verses 10 through 15.
请精灵弟兄。
We ask Brother King.
弟兄姐妹好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
很高兴在这个圣诞的圣诞节的这个季节里面又能够跟大家在一起聚会。
I'm very thankful and happy that I can worship with you all during this Christmas time.
我们先来很快的看一下我们今天的一些经文，是在尼希米记第四章第十节到第十五节。我们全体一起来念，你可以用你自己想用的语言来念啊。
Let us read the scripture together. You can use your own language and let's read it together.
来，尼希米记第四章第十节，我们开始。犹大人说：“灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建造城墙。我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀他们，使工作止住。”那靠近敌人居住的犹大人，十次从各处来见我们，说：“你们必要回到我们那里。”所以我使百姓各按宗族，拿刀、拿枪、拿弓，站在城墙后边低洼的空处。我查看了，就起来对刽肘、官长和其余的人说：“不要怕他们。当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。仇敌听见我们知道他们的心意，见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。我们都回到城墙那里，各做各的工。”弟兄姐妹，在人生当中，你有没有什么事情会惧怕？会忧虑的。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives, are there anything that causes us to fear and worry?
在美国有一份统计资料里面说，前五项会让人开始觉得忧虑恐惧的，包含了。
In a statistics from America, there are five top things that causes people to fear and worry.
第一个是面对死亡。
First is facing death.
再来是面对亲人的死亡。
Second is the death of the family.
还有生病。
Sickness.
还有失业。
Unemployment.
还有有时候怎么处理人际关系。
And sometimes how to deal with interpersonal relationship.
当我们面对死亡的时候，当我们面对这些所有因素的时候，我们为什么会有这种恐惧害怕呢？
So as we face these things, why would we have fear and worry?
是因为我们的生命或者我们的安全受到了威胁。
It's because our life, there's a threat to our life or to our safety.
所以我们会忧虑害怕。
So we will fear and we will worry.
有时候我们会担心，是因为我们要面对不确定的未来。
Sometimes we worry because the future was unknown.
因为我们不知道下一步要怎么走。
Because we don't know what the next step should be.
比方说我们失业了，我们不知道再来的日子要怎么过。
For example, if we're unemployed, then we don't know how we're going to continue to live.
有的时候我们碰到困难，可是这个困难呢，大过我们能够处理的能力。
Sometimes we face the difficulty that is so big that it is beyond our ability.
我们也会忧虑。
And we will worry.
一开始的时候啊，这一类的忧虑有可能只是在你的生活当中让你产生一种无力感。
Sometimes at the beginning of this difficulty, it may be that it will cause some kind of uneasiness or helplessness.
可是接下来呢，它有可能会升级变成一种恐惧。
But then if it continues, it is going to become a great fear.
可能会导致你自己情绪的失控。
It can cause you to lose control of your emotion.
甚至呢会让你做出错误的决定。
And even it can cause you to make wrong decisions.
弟兄姐妹，当你面对困难的时候，恐惧的时候，你是怎么去处理？
So brothers and sisters, as you face difficulties, how do you face it?
你是怎么去管理你的情绪？
How do you have control of your emotion?
今天借着第四章尼希米记呢，让我们来看看他们面对困难的时候，他们怎么来处理这些状况。
So through Nehemiah chapter 4, we're going to look at how they face their difficulty.
跟大家稍微复习一下。
I want to do a kind of like a rerun.
尼希米记1到6章是记载尼希米他盖整个城墙的过程。
Nehemiah chapter 1 through 6 is talking about how Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem.
上次我回来的时候跟大家分享了第二章。
Last time I shared chapter 2 with you all.
尼希米因为重建城墙，他心里有很大的负担。
Because of rebuilding the wall, Nehemiah has a big burden in his heart.
他禁食祷告。
He fasted and he prayed.
他等待神的回应。
He waited for God's answer.
可是在等待神的回应的这一段时间里面呢，他也做了很详尽的计划。
But while he was waiting for God's answer, he was also planning extensively.
甚至已抵达了耶路撒冷以后呢，他就做了实地的考察。
And after he arrived into Jerusalem, he also went for site survey.
今天我们看第四章呢，是接下来耶路撒冷周围的这个敌人呢，看见犹大人真的要开始建城墙了。
So in chapter 4, the surrounding people seeing that the Jews are really going to start building the wall.
他们就企图要打击犹大人的信心。
So they are going to try to shake their faith.
想让犹大人呢，这恐惧害怕。
They want the Jews to become fearful and worry.
最主要目的当然就是要阻止他们建造这个城墙。
And of course, their main purpose is to stop them from rebuilding the wall.
他们用了各式各样的方法，其中包含了呢嘲笑、讥讽，还有散布谣言。
They use all kinds of methods like mocking them, ridiculing them, and also spreading rumors.
最后在第六章的时候呢，他使出更阴狠的手段。
In chapter 6, they used a worse way.
他设下陷阱。
They used a trap.
想要杀害尼希米。
To try to kill or assassinate Nehemiah.
甚至呢，他还买通宗教上的领袖。
And they even bought the religious leader at that time.
圣经记载呢，尼希米盖城墙只花了52天的时间。
The Bible recorded Nehemiah only used 52 days to rebuild the walls.
看起来好像不是那么困难。
So as if it's not that bad, it is not that big a project.
事实上呢，他经历了很多的挑战和试探。
But in actuality, he faced a lot of hardship.
外面的困难呢，一波一波的临到犹大人的身上。
The outward difficulty came one after another.
敌人呢，攻击他们的方式呢，也一步一步的升高。
And the enemy kind of tightened their grip and used worse and worse method to try to knock them down.
可以说是内忧外患。
And you can say that it's inner problems and also outside pressures.
我们看看尼希米记第二章，第四章第二节到第三节。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 4 verses 2 and 3.
这个是有一位叫做申巴拉对他的说的话。申巴拉是撒玛利亚的省长啊，就是在耶路撒冷旁边的一些反对派。
So this is the governor of Samaria, Sambala said.
对他弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说，这些软弱的犹太人做什么呢？要保护自己吗？要献祭吗？要一日成功吗？要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？亚门人多比亚站在旁边说，他们所修造的城墙就是狐狸上去也必自倒。
He spoke in the presence of his brothers and the wealthy man of Samaria and said, What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore it for themselves? Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones from the dusty rubble, even the burned ones? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was near him, and he said, Even what they are building, if a fox should jump on it, he should break their stone wall down.
第二章要结束的时候呢，提到这一位申巴拉。
At the end of chapter 2, it mentioned Sambala.
刚刚我讲的是撒玛利亚的省长。
Just now I mentioned he's the governor of Samaria.
他一那个时候一听到这个犹大人回来的时候，他就嘲笑激弄他们，他听说他们要盖城墙。
So when he first heard that the Jews are trying to rebuild the wall, he started mocking them.
他目的呢，当然就是要犹大人这个紧张，然后生气。
Of course, his purpose is to cause them to be angry and cause them to be nervous.
结果呢，现在他看到他们真的要开始盖了。
But now he saw that they are really going to do it.
他就用这几个问句的方式来激怒他们。
So then he used these questions to kind of shock them.
你看他说，这些软弱的犹大人做什么吗？要保护自己吗？
So here he said, What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore it for themselves?
你要晓得这是一个事实。
You know, that was a fact.
犹大人被掳到巴比伦之后，经过了两代。
After the Jews were carried off to Babylon, there were two generations worth of time.
因为波斯王的特别允许，所以他们能够回到耶路撒冷。
Because of the special permission of the king of Persia, some of them were able to go back.
他们居住的地方都破烂，很破烂。
But the place they are living are very run down.
而且人口非常少。
And there were only a few of them.
这时候他用这句话说，你们能做什么？
So here he's asking, what can you all do?
这句话呢，正中要害。
This actually hit the heart of the matter.
敌人呢，刻意的把这事情提出来说，你们不要不自量力。
So the enemy point out that, hey, look at what your strength is. You can't do anything.
要打击他们的斗志，要让他们丧失信心。
They're trying to shake their will so that they will lose hope.
所以他挑战他们说，在这情况之下，你们能保护自己吗？
So he challenged them, under these kind of circumstances, can you really protect yourselves?
敌人又说，你要献祭吗？
And the enemy also said, you're going to offer sacrifice?
这个话的是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when he asked this question?
意思就是说，难道你们向神献祭，你们就可以盖城墙吗？
So in another words, he's saying, so do you think that if you offer sacrifice to your God, then you can rebuild the wall?
这是针对他们对神的信心。
And this is focusing, attacking their faith towards God.
说神真的还爱你们吗？
So it's asking, does God really love you guys?
神真的还值得你们去敬拜吗？
Is he really worthy of your worship?
很多时候，当我们现在困难的当中，我们会开始怀疑神。
A lot of times as we face difficulties, we will begin to doubt God.
怀疑神是不是还和我们同在？怀疑神是不是还爱我们？
You doubt, is he still with me? Is he still love me?
假如还有人在旁边，在重新，在这个三言两冷嘲热讽的话呢，你就开始真的会开始逐渐丧失信心。
And if somebody continue to arouse this kind of feeling, you would begin to lose faith.
假如大家还记得的话，在约伯记，当他受到一些苦难的时候。
If you still remember in the book of Job, as he faced his difficulty,
他的太太，他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神，死了吧。
His wife said to him, Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.
别人有意无意的嘲笑，经常会击中我们的要害。
Whether knowingly or unknowingly, if people are arousing these kind of questions, it will cause us to think critically.
会让我们失掉对神对人的信心。
And it will cause us to lose faith to man and to God.
这些敌人又说你要一日成功吗？
And this enemy said, do you think you can build it in one day?
他们这些话都是很厉害的哈。
These, what they're asking is really, really strong.
因为我们都知道人呢经常会在一开始做一件事情的时候有很大的热忱。
Because we know that as we begin a project, normally we begin with a lot of zeal.
很困难的是持之以恒。
The difficulty lies in enduring it, continuing on.
敌人针对这个人的弱点。
So the enemy were focusing on the weaknesses of men.
要让他们知道说这工程啊不可能在短期内完成的。
To let them know that this project will not be able to finish in a short time.
Support 他们冷水。
So he was throwing ice on them.
要他们知难而退。
They want them to just back off.
他甚至还说要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？
And they also said, are you going to also build with the burnt stone?
指出他们用的这些材料呢也是废料。
It's pointing out that what the material they are using are actually just trash.
用这种材料啊也盖不出什么好墙来。
And if you use this kind of material, you're not going to be able to build a strong wall.
而且根本就不堪一击。
And it's actually it worth nothing.
在这边我们看到申巴拉他用这种很激烈的言语来嘲笑他们。
So Sanballat was using these kind of strong language to try to mock them.
其实背后所隐藏的是什么？
So what really is behind what he said?
其实是他自己心里的害怕。
Actually, it revealed his own fear.
是一种把恐惧转换成攻击行动的一种自卫的反应。
It is a self-defense mechanism where you turn your fear into an aggressive action.
申巴拉他害怕以色列人团结。
Sanballat was afraid that the Jews are going to unite together.
他很担心他们把这个城墙建好以后就会变成更强大。
He's afraid that as they rebuild the wall, if they finish, they're going to become stronger.
所以他就用各种的方式来嘲笑激弄他们。
So he used all kinds of method to mock them and to ridicule them.
使他们灰心。
To cause them to lose hope.
希望能够停止这个建造城墙的工作。
That way they will stop rebuilding.
其实在这边呢，我们可以看到一个很有趣的现象。
So here we can see a very interesting thing here.
申巴拉他其实因为自己的害怕
Sanballat, because of his own fear,
就用各种的手段来让他的敌人害怕
will use all kinds of methods to cause fear in his enemy.
所以到底是谁怕谁啊？
So who is afraid of who?
尼希米修建这个城墙是神的旨意
To rebuild the wall of Jerusalem is the will of God.
他也是奉了王的命令。
Nehemiah was also, was rebuilding under the order of the king.
而且百姓都积极地配合。
And all the Jews were, willingly was helping him.
可以说凡事都很顺利。
You can say everything is coming together.
但是以申巴拉为首的这些撒玛利亚人呢，他们就全力地反对。
But Sanballat leading the Samaritan, they try to oppose them.
想尽办法来阻止。
They use all kinds of methods to stop them.
希望用这些心理战呢来瘫痪这些犹大人。
They want to use this psychological warfare to paralyze the Jews.
让他们恐惧。
To cause fear.
让他们知难而退。
To cause them to back off.
接下来在第六节那边的时候，我们说到那边说到说城墙就继续修改，盖到了一半。
So in verse 6, it continued to say that they began to build the wall and it was halfway done.
我们看第四节，第四章的第七节到第八节，申巴拉、多比亚、阿拉伯人、亚门人、亚实图人，听见修造耶路撒冷城墙，着手进行堵塞破裂的地方。就剩发怒，大家同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷时，城内扰乱。
Now when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the repair of the walls of Jerusalem went on and that the breaches began to be closed, they were very angry. All of them conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it.
这几个很难念的字，森巴拉、多比亚、阿拉伯人、亚门人、亚斯图人，这是围绕在耶路撒冷旁边的五个敌人。
So all these people that were just read are five enemies that were surrounding Jerusalem.
当他们听到这个城墙已经盖到一半的时候，他们就发现前面的这些冷嘲热讽的策略根本就不管用。
So as they saw that the war is coming up, then they realized the mocking, the ridiculing is not working.
就更生气了。
So they were even more angrier.
他们五个就联合起来。 要进到城里面去杀害犹大人。
So they conspire, all of them conspire together to enter Jerusalem to kill them all.
因为这个城那个时候是开放的，还没有盖好。
Because at that time the city is still open, the wall is not complete yet.
所以这些敌人要进到城里面来，完全不困难。
So if the enemies want to enter Jerusalem, it is not a hard thing.
一旦他们进到城里来，杀害了里面一些人以后。
And so if they're able to go in, kill a few of them.
城里面一定会乱。
Then there's going to be disturbance in the city.
一乱工作就会停。
And if there are disturbances, then the work will stop.
敌人就开始把这个消息传播出去。
And so the enemies began to spread this news out.
就把这传播谣言，目的也是一样，就是要让犹大人害怕。
They spread the news in order that the Jews will hear it and be fearful.
我们看见第一个，他冷嘲热讽的策略没有用。
So first of all, their mocking, the ridiculing didn't work.
那这个要进城去杀人的这个谣言有没有用呢？
Is this news about entering into the city to kill people, wonder if it's going to work?
我们看第四章第十节怎么讲。
Let's see what verse 10 said.
犹大人说，灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败。
Thus in Judah it was said, the strength of the burden bearers is failing, yet there is much rubbish, and we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall.
百姓在这样的恐吓当中呢，他虽然没有放弃他们的工作，但是我们已经看得出来，他已经发生士气低落的这种情况。
So even though the Jews have not stopped working, but we can see that their will is beginning to shake.
其实工作很繁重，这边说灰土尚多，扛台的人力已经衰。其实工作繁重只是一个原因。
Actually, here it says the strength of the burden bearers is failing, yet there is much rubbish. The work is heavy, but that is only part of it.
更重要的是因为敌人的恐吓已经让 这些犹大人开始心里面害怕。
But the real truth is because of the threat from the enemies, fear has already settled into their hearts.
我们再看第四章第十二节怎么说。
Let's continue to look at verse 12.
那靠近敌人居住的犹大人十次从各处来见我们说，你们必要回到我们那里。
When the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times, they will come up against us from every place where you may turn.
老百姓真的恐惧了。People
are truly afraid.
特别是那些住在敌人附近的那些居民。Especially
those people who are living close to the enemies.
他们开始害怕。They
begin to be fearful.
他们十次向尼希米要求。They
came and asked Nehemiah 10 times.
让他们的家人回来。
Please let my family come back.
当时大部分的壮丁，家里的壮丁都去修城墙去了。
So at that time, most of the stronger male have gone out to build a wall.
留在家里面的呢，都是老弱妇孺。
Those who are remain behind are the old and the women and children.
所以当他们的生活，当他们的生命受到威胁的时候。
So as their life was in faces jeopardy.
很自然的，他们会去要求他们的丈夫或他们的家人早点回来。
So it's very natural to ask for the husband or, you know, the family to come back.
这样肯定对这个修造城墙的工作会产生重大的影响。
So in this way, it will greatly affect the rebuilding of the wall.
进度就会慢下来。
And, proceeding will slow down.
也就会达到这个敌人想要达到的目的。
And it will completely fulfill what the enemies want.
尼希米面对这些状况他是怎么处理？
So how did Nehemiah face this kind of situation?
我们看看第四章第四节到第五节。
So let's look at verses 4 and 5.
我们的神啊，求你垂听，因为我们被藐视，求你使他们的毁谤归于他们的头上，使他们在掳盗之地作为掠物，不要遮掩他们的罪孽，不要使他们的罪恶从你面前涂抹，因为他们在修造的人眼前惹动你的怒气。
Hear, O our God, how we are despised. Return the reproach on their own heads and give them up for plunder in a land of captivity. Do not forgive their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out before you, for they have demoralized the builders.
在第二章结束的时候呢，申巴拉也嘲笑基隆，也嘲笑他们。
At the end of chapter 2, Sanballa did mock them.
说你们要想要盖城墙是想造反吗？
So he said, well, you guys want to rebuild the walls because you want to rebel.
尼希米在那个时候他只是跟他们很清楚的划清界限。
So at that time, Nehemiah draw a really clear line for them.
这一次是又来了又对他们冷嘲热讽。
This time, they continue to mock them and ridicule them.
可是他还是没有跟他们在言语上起冲突。
But he did not verbally go into an argument with them.
尼希米把这个困难带到神的面前。
Nehemiah brought the whole situation, this difficulty to God.
他说我们的神啊，求你垂听。
He said, hear, O our God.
因为我们被藐视。
How we are despised.
他没有和他们在这言语上起争执。
He did not argue verbally with them, with the enemies.
因为他相信神一定会惩罚这些敌人。
Because he trusts that God will punish these people.
他也相信修建城墙是神所喜悦的工作。
And he believed also that rebuilding the wall is pleasing to God.
尼希米这样的祷告不单单是反映出他个人的信心。
Nehemiah's prayer reflects his faith in God.
也让这些老百姓看见有神可以依靠。
He also showed the people that God is there for them.
因为这样子，所以这些百姓能够专心继续的工作。
And because of that, these people can continue to do their work.
所以城墙能够很快的完成了一半。
So that's why the wall was rebuilt halfway quickly.
尼希米他依靠神，所以他能够看穿敌人的阴谋。
Nehemiah, because of his trust in God, he can see the ways of the enemies.
尽管面临这些威胁恐吓。
Even though he was facing these threats,
他都没有分心。
He was not diverse.
他也没有害怕。
He was not fearful.
他专心地朝着他既定的目标去前进。
And he continued to focus on the goal he had set before him.
我们在生活当中有时候也会碰到一些别人的冷嘲热讽。
Sometimes in our lives we can also face ridicule or mocking from others.
甚至有时候会被辱骂。
Sometimes we may even be abused.
我们要学习去分辨这是神的声音还是魔鬼的声音。
We need to learn to distinguish, are these voices from God or from our enemy?
有时候魔鬼或是敌人会借着恶意的语言来影响我们的情绪。
Sometimes the devil will cause others to affect our emotion.
因为我们知道情绪一旦不稳定以后。
Because we know if the emotion is not stable.
有可能会升级变成恐惧。
And it can cause into deeper fear.
最后会影响我们判断事情的能力。
And it can lead to us making wrong decisions.
求主给我们智慧，在我们碰到困难的时候。
May God give us wisdom as we face difficulties.
能够有分辨的能力。
To have discernment.
诗篇四十二篇十一节呢，是一个很好的提醒。
Psalm 42 verse 11 is a very good reminder.
我们看一下，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还是要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God.
其实前一节讲的是他开始怀疑，说神啊，你在哪里？我的神啊，你在哪里？
The previous verse actually said, God, where are you? He was beginning to doubt God.
借着祷告和交托，把头抬高来仰望我们的神。
And through prayer, let us hold our head up high and rely on our God.
这是尼希米的第一个处理的方式。
And so this is the first way Nehemiah faced this difficulty.
当我们看到尼希米面对敌人升高攻击，从言语上的攻击变成要进到城内来杀他们的时候，他是怎么处理呢？
So when the enemies escalate their way to threaten the Israelites or the Jews, how did Nehemiah face that?
他除了祷告之外，他采取了应对的行动。
And besides prayer, he had an active plan.
他没有给仇敌任何可乘之机。
He would not let them have a way with them.
他很果断地停止了城墙建造的工程。
And he decisively temporarily stopped the proceeding of the wall.
他组织所有的百姓呢，都各拿着兵器。
And he organized the Jews for them to all hold their weapons.
警醒备战。
And to be alert and on the lookout.
他命令这些百姓呢，各按宗族列队。
And so he put them into their own tribe.
众百姓呢就列队站在这个城墙低洼的地方。
And so the people would hold the weapon and stand in a low-lying area.
那为什么要站在低洼的地方？
Why would they want to stand in the low area?
因为这样子，从外面就可以看见这个城里有人在戒备，有人在武装在戒备。
And so this way, the people from outside of the wall will be able to see that they are prepared for war.
所以这样子呢不但能够让敌人开始产生戒心。
So this way, the enemies would begin to, to be on the defensive.
还能令老百姓呢，就是壮胆。
And it can also strengthen the people's heart.
就能够去除掉他们害怕的心。
To get rid of the fear in their heart.
可是这个举动困难的是什么？
But there is a difficulty in this action.
怎么样能够一边防备敌人，又一边能够进行盖墙的工作？
How do they have to be on the watch out while they continue to build the wall?
总不能说因为顾着要防守就不去盖墙了。
So they cannot say, oh, I'm on the watch out, therefore I stop working.
我记得二十多年前当我开始我自己的事业的时候。
I remember 27 years ago when I began my business.
有一次碰到一个企业家的朋友。
I remember, meeting up with a, family friend.
他跟我说你要多花心思在你自己该做的事情上面。
He said, pay attention to what you ought to do.
不要一天到晚在担心你的竞争者在做什么。
He said, don't be spending time worrying about what your, competitors are gonna do.
当然他的意思是说不是说叫我不要去管他们，他只是叫我不要把专心只去担心我的竞争者在做什么。
So of course he's not saying for me to neglect or their competitor, but he said, don't focus your energy on them.
他说因为那样你会忘了你自己该做的事。
Because if it is that way, you're going to forget what you're supposed to do.
所以尼希米呢他就重新整顿他的百姓。
And so, Nehemiah reorganized his people.
他就让这些百姓呢一半警戒备战。
So he divided them, half of them are going to be on the lookout.
另一半呢就继续做工。
And the other half will continue to build.
并且修造的呢都腰间都配着刀。
And those, people who are building, they also wear swords in, on the waist.
扛台的呢也就是一手做工一手拿着兵器。
And those who are the, labor bearer will have weapon in one hand and they continue to, move.
他这样的安排呢就解决了既要这个建造又要这个备战的这种困难。
So this way he, prevented the problem of having to work and also on the lookout on the same.
尼希米他不单单是一个依靠神的人。
So Nehemiah is not only one who trusted in God.
他也是一个很有组织能力的人。
He is also a very organized person.
他把老百姓组织起来。
He organized the people.
是每个人、每个家庭、每个祭司，甚至包括大祭司，都积极的投入工作里面。
So he organized each tribe, each family, the judges and, the prophets and even the high prophet, everybody has to work.
城墙的每一块都有不同的团队在那边建造。
And every section of the wall, there are, different groups building it.
大家同心合一的一起工作。
Everybody was united and they worked together.
弟兄姐妹，在团队的侍奉，在教会里面不是只有少数领袖可以做。
Brothers and sisters, in an organization, it is not only the minority leadership who's working.
或是一群所谓有才干、有恩赐的弟兄姐妹在做。
And it is not only, those who are gifted or those who are wise to work.
其他人都站在旁边观看。
Everybody else just stand aside and watch.
正确的团队侍奉的观念应该是怎么样？
So what should the real, correct concept should be in serving in an organization?
是教会每一个信徒都能够运用神所赐给他的恩赐。
Every member of a church should use the gift that God has given you.
彼此合作，互相造就。
And it is to complement one another, to work with one another.
完成主给每一个教会的意向。
And to complete the vision given to each church from God.
今天的教会我们不单单需要有意向。
For the church today, not only do we need vision,
我们也要祷告交托。
But we also need prayer.
我们也要有决心和方法。
We also need to have decision and also methods.
作为一个领袖呢，尼希米他第一次鼓励这个犹大民众从这个耶路撒冷回来的时候。
As a leader, when he first arrived with, the people to Jerusalem.
在第二章里面他告诉这些老百姓说神施恩的手怎么帮助他。
In chapter 2, he told the people how God's gracious hand had helped him.
当时百姓的回应就是说我们起来建造吧。
And at that time, the response of the people are, let's do it. Let's get up and build the wall.
当现在他碰到这些困难的时候，他再一次的发出鼓励的信息给他的百姓。
And this time, while they're facing these difficulties, he once again continued to encourage them.
除了交托祷告，除了
besides praying,
除了做这个更好的安排，工作上的安排。
And besides planning, for the work.
而且他鼓励这个百姓。
He encouraged the people.
我们来看这四章十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
他说我查看了，就起来对贵胄、官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
When I saw their fear, I rose and spoke to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
他在百姓现在害怕困难的时候，
He saw that they are fear and they are facing difficulty.
他再一次的呼吁百姓。
He once again called out to the people.
提醒他们。
Reminded them.
告诉他们你们不是这个孤单的在作战。
He told them, you guys are not alone.
因为大而可畏的神与你们同在。
Because the Lord who is with us is great and awesome.
他用生命记第七章第十八节的话鼓励他们。
He used the word from Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 18.
他要他们回想以前神怎么样不同，用怎么样不同的这个神迹来帮助他们。
He wanted to remind them to remember how God has used different miracles to help them.
使以色列人能够脱离埃及王的控制。
So that the Israelites can come out of the grip of Pharaoh.
以前神怎么帮助以色列人？
God, how in the past God had helped the Israelites.
今天神也会怎么帮助他们？
Today God will still help them.
神不会失信。
God will not go back on his words.
他是一位信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
他的这些话充满了信心和安慰。
These words that he has spoken are filled with hope and also encouragement.
也充满了鼓励和勇气。
And it rebuilt their morale.
尼希米向这些已经开始意志消沉又开始恐惧担忧的老百姓发出这个很有力的信息。
So to the people at that time where already the morale is sinking, Nehemiah used this encouraging word to help them.
提醒他们要依靠神。
To remind them to rely on God.
鼓励他们。
Encourage them.
而且他在这边呢，他指出这不单单是犹大人的融入的问题。
And here he also pointed out, it is not only the pride of the people.
会直接影响他们的家人还有他们的财产。
But it will also affect their family and their house and their possessions.
其实这些犹大人呢，他们也心里面也知道。
And actually these Jews know in their heart.
就说假如敌人得胜的话。
So if the enemy succeed,
他们的财产会再度被抢夺。
Then their possessions will be robbed again.
他们的妻子和儿女呢也会被凌辱。
Their wife and their children will be mocked.
甚至呢会沦为奴隶。
And even worse is that they could be sold as slaves.
他们的性命也不会保不住。
Their life will be in jeopardy.
这个信息呢激发了老百姓对家庭的责任。
So this message reminded the people of the responsibility to their family.
还有对自己利益的保护。
And also to protect their own.
我们看看第四章第十六节到十八节，尼希米他自己本身他怎么做。
So let's look at verse 16 to 18 and see what Nehemiah himself did.
从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪，拿盾牌，拿弓，穿铠甲。官长都站在犹大众人的后边，修造城墙的，扛材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。
From that day on, half of my servants carried on the work, while half of them held the spears, the shields, the bows, and the breastplates, and the captains were behind the whole house of Judah. Those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried burdens took their load from one hand doing the work and the other holding a weapon. As As for the builders, each wore his sword girded at his side as he built, while the trumpeters stood near me.
第二十四节，于是我们做工，一半拿兵器，从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。
Verse 21, so we carried on the work, with half of them holding spears from dawn until the stars appeared.
这几节经节我们在一开始的时候就念过。
So these verses we have already read them in the beginning of the preaching.
在这边我要大家注意的是。
Here I want to have you focus on.
尼希米他自己以身作则。
Nehemiah used himself as an example.
他分派他自己的仆人一半工作一半拿着武器守卫。
He told his servants half of them to build, half of them to bear the weapons.
这些跟从尼希米从波斯来的这些仆人受过军事训练。
These servants who came from Persia to Israel with Nehemiah, they were military trained.
当他们参与到这个防御的时候，这个就增加了老百姓的信心。
So as these people joined into the lookout, it's going to strengthen the faith of the people.
二十一节这边讲，我们做工从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。
Here it says they were holding spears, they were working from dawn until the stars appeared.
尼希米他用实际的行动在他的生活当中表现出来。
So Nehemiah used his actual action to show people.
尼希米假如没有亲自动手工作。
If Nehemiah did not join into the work.
就算他有很强的组织力。
Even though if he has strong organizational skill,
就算他经常祷告,
even though if he pray all the time,
都不会是突然。
It would not be without effort, without result.
我们都知道祷告的力量很大。
We know of the power of prayer.
但是祷告之后必须要有行动。
But after you pray, there has to be action.
神的工作才会有果效。
Then God's work will have result.
弟兄姐妹，面对困难的时候，灰心和害怕是最明显的两个特点。
So, brothers and sisters, as we face difficulty, being fearful and being worrisome are the two characteristics.
如果神把你摆在一个困难的环境，
If God has placed you in a difficult situation,
或是给你一个你认为不可能完成的任务,
or give you a project that you think is impossible to complete,
你知道怎么去面对恐惧和忧虑吗?
Do you know how to face fear and worry?
惧怕的因素或许不会消失。
Maybe the cause of fear is not going to go away.
但是敬畏神依靠神会带出不同的行动。
But to fear God, to wait upon God is going to cause a different way of action.
尼希米是以一个敬畏神的态度来面对困难。
Nehemiah bring forth a way to fear God.
因为他相信神施恩的手会帮助他。
Because he believed that God's gracious hand will help him.
神会帮他挪去一切的困难。
And God will remove the difficulties for him.
一个基督徒的一生不一定是一帆风顺。
The life as a Christian is not going to be smooth sailing.
但却可以是有惊无险。
But we can say that it will be dangerous, but not fatal.
当你在碰到困难，当你在忧惧忧虑恐惧的时候，你要依靠神。
So, when you're fearful and when you're worrying, you should rely on God.
因为当我们依靠神走过困难的时候，
Because as we rely on God and we come through the difficulty,
我们可以看见神的恩典。
We can see God's grace.
我们也可以清楚地看见神是要怎么样使用我。
And we will clearly see how God wants to use us.
我们来做个结论。
Let us do a conclusion.
尼希米恐惧的原，他面对恐惧，他处理恐惧的原则是怎么样？
What is the principle of Nehemiah facing difficulties?
首先他祷告交托，专心工作。
First of all, he prayed, and also focused on his goal, on his work.
然后他仰望神，他把目，他把厘清他的目标。
And then he clarified the goal.
坚持做正确的事情。
And he adhered to doing the right thing.
最后他积极地付诸行动。
And then he actively joined into what needs to be done.
这些态度及这个原则。
The attitude and the principle.
对我们在教会的侍奉。
For us who serves in the church.
对我们的生活或工作。
For us who works or in our lives.
都会有帮助。
Will be advantage.
让我们的信仰成为我们生活的一部分。
May our faith become part of our life.
当你经历神的恩典的时候，不要忘记归荣耀给神。
And as you experience God's grace, don't forget to glorify Him.
诗篇127篇第一节说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Here in Psalm 127 verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
让我们一起低头做祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
主，很多的时候是因为困难把我们带到你的面前。
Lord, a lot of the time it is because of difficulty that we come before you.
主，当我们面对这些试探挑战的时候，我们的信仰是不是起了作用？
As we face temptation and challenge, is our faith standing firm?
在恐惧忧虑的当中，我们是不是仍然能够有平安，能够有力量？
And in the midst of difficulty and fear,Do we continue to have peace?
谢谢你给了我们尼希米的榜样。
Thank you for giving us the example of Nehemiah.
让我们在困境当中除了祷告交托之外，
Help us even in the midst of difficulty besides praying.
也能够专心全力去做我们认为该做的事情。
Help us to focus on what we ought to do.
因为我们知道我们不是单独在作战。
Because we know that we are not at war by ourselves.
因为你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督里面求的。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.